As the liturgical year draws to an end and we prepare ourselves for a new one, come Advent, the readings presented to us start to get a little uncomfortable. We hear in the first reading and also the Gospel, apocalyptic writings, writings about the end of times. Apocalyptic meaning the unveiling, the seeing things as they truly are. We see the imagery of fire, wars, revolution, earthquakes, epidemics, persecutions, and suffering. Some people tend to interpret these writings as if written in code. There is a code here that tells us when the end of the world will be, and we have to crack that code. So people start looking at earthquakes and natural disasters. If a war happened, this is a sign that the end of times is near. And they start finding those signs to promote fear for the end of times. Another interpretation of this text is also perhaps a little more accurate, the end of our times, namely my own death. Namely, that time when I will be called to the presence of my Heavenly Father. And in the past week, last week, we heard about the martyrs, how they were willing to be witnesses to the cause, to the message of Christ. St. Francis de Sales says that we should live every day as if it were our last. And the Church wants to invite us to reflect on the mystery of death. The mystery of death is a consequence also of the mystery, the vocation of life that God has given us. That like the martyrs, we too will be called to be witnesses, to give witness. And this is what Christ is challenging his listeners in today's Gospel of Luke. Politicians promise that things will be great if we vote for them. There will be success and progress. They want to win over our vote. But Jesus does the complete opposite. What does he say? If you follow me, if you decide to truly follow me, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. And then he says, and I believe this is the key to his whole message, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. So, it's not a matter of when or how the world will end, or even a matter of how and when my life will end. But it's a matter of perseverance. Perseverance in our faith in Christ. That Christ didn't come to hand out trophies or participation medals. The message of Christ is not a message of triumphalism. His life, we remember, ended on the cross, but also in the resurrection. The message of Christ is one that eradicates fear in all of its forms. Fear of suffering, fear of pain, of persecution, even the fear of death. Perseverance is at the heart of the message of Christ. We shouldn't be naive. As the scripture tells us, many will come in my name. It seems to me that many people also try to preach the gospel of Christ in a triumphant way. The message of Christ, the message of the gospel, without the cross, without the suffering, without the pain. Faith without suffering. Pain-free love. And I'm sure Many of us have fell into that more than once in our lives. That if we're suffering in our marriage, in our personal life, in our workplace, it's because things are not going well. That we buy into this pain-free message. John of the Cross says that at the sunset of your life, you shall be examined by love. That in that time, when God, when our Heavenly Father calls us to His presence, we will be examined by love. How much did we love? How much will we assign a witness of love? We shall be examined by how we loved whom we didn't have to love. Examined by how we loved when we didn't have to love. Or how we loved when we didn't feel like loving. Because love is something much greater than an emotion and a feeling. Love is a decision, even in the times of pain and suffering. I don't know if you've had, or if you've given yourself the opportunity to reflect on this time when God will call us to His presence. To reflect in this time of our own death. But to think about death can be either a source of anxiety, of fear, or it can be something liberating, freeing, to place our hands, to place ourselves in the hands of our Father. When I was a kid, I remember vividly the way my grandfather died. It was expected. He died from an illness of the heart and the lungs. So we pretty much knew that it'll be soon. His heart rate steadily started going down. His breaths further apart. And when we knew that he was going to pass away, the words he said marked my entire view of death. He took a breath and said, "It cannot be compared to anything." And I see that it was in those last words when he was opening his eyes, he was unveiling to the true reality. He was a man of prayer, or strived to be. He tried to be close to the sacraments. So in that moment, he was seeing, he was opening his eyes to life eternal, to the face of that Father who is love, to the face of Christ, of all the triumphant church. His death was handing life back to Him who gave it. Death is an encounter with our Heavenly Father. But it requires, in that moment of death, that we persevere throughout our lives. And that is what it means. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Christ is challenging us that as bad as things may get in this life, for His sake, that is what we strive for. To open our eyes and see God, to see His face, to see Him for who we long. There is no need to fear suffering, pain, or death itself. Christ walks with us. It is a matter of battling each day as it comes in the presence of God, in prayer, with the company of the Holy Sacraments and the church that Christ founded. Death is not an end in our lives. Death is merely a transition to the fullness of life itself. As this year of mercy comes to an end, let us open our hearts and our souls for the mercy of God. Let us ask Mary to show us how to live every day as if it were our last, giving it back to our Heavenly Father, that when our time comes, when God calls us to His holy presence, we may give back the life He gave us with trust and perseverance.